Tech Check
with Renault, leaders in tech, built to entertain and keep you safe. Rethink Renault.
So we are also joined, of course, in studio by the wonderful, the inimitable Jess Kelly. Jess, we've been talking about this morning. Meta, who, of course, Facebook and Instagram and all of those things. Mm. Is it true that they are mining our DMs for information to train their AI?
No, this is something. No, this is something that I was contacted 7 times over the weekend by people on Instagram sending me a screenshot that an influencer in the US had posted on their stories, asking if it was true. And the message said that you need to post to your story before December 19th saying that you're not okay with Meta snooping through your DMs to train their...
This is one of those copy and paste nonsense things.
It's the chain letters that I used to do when I was in primary school, right? If you don't send it on to 5 people, you get 7 years bad luck, that type of thing. So just to clarify here, Meta announced earlier this year that it is using public information to train its AI. So if you have Facebook statuses, if you have images that are shared publicly on the platforms,
so on your grid, on your stories,
anything that's public, that can be used to train its AI. Now, you may remember, Kira, months ago, we were in this very studio on this very show talking through how to opt out of that. If you're not sure if you've opted in or opted out, go to whatever Meta platform you use, go to your settings, go to privacy and see there if you have opted in or opted out.
Okay, so
for this.
Even for Luddites like me, that's relatively straightforward. But your DMs and I think probably for the vast majority of people, there's nothing in their DMs that make much odds. But I'm sure for some people that's not the case. But your DMs remain private if they are your DMs.
Yeah. So anything that's in your instant messaging, in your private messaging, in your WhatsApp, because let's remember Meta owns WhatsApp as well, that is not being used. WhatsApp is end-to-end encrypted. That means that nobody can get into it, even Meta. So all of that information remains safe. But the reason I wanted to talk about this again, and we actually saw, it's in some of the papers today, warnings about new scams that are doing the rounds when it comes to your banking information. We're seeing so much information, dis and misinformation appearing on social media. And while this post about Meta may be just something you eye roll at or you tut at, or maybe you post on your stories, there is damage that can be done. The warnings around scam ads, AI generated celebrities telling you to click on this link for more information, submit your information. We are going to be inundated over the coming weeks and months. We mentioned on last week's show, as we face into Black Friday, Cyber Monday and the Christmas period shopping, we are going to be flooded with scams. So you need to, I wouldn't worry so much about these viral posts, you know, of do this before December 19th. But question everything that you see. If you're seeing someone selling something online and it's not being disclosed as an ad, or if the offer seems to be good, too good to be true, if they're saying they can make you thousands of euro with just 20 euro investment or whatever it is, question everything. Stop before you click. Think before you click and never submit any personal information.
Yeah, and I'm at the point where I open no links now of anything. I vote in nothing. Vote in this. If I have to click on it, sorry if I'm being rude to you if you've sent me clickable things, I do not click on them.
You see, I'm so proud.
Your work is done here.
No, because I think that's the way we need to be. And it's a sad state of affairs.
I'm sure there's things that aren't scams that I refuse to engage with.
You're better safe than sorry. Yeah. I think we've seen too many examples of people losing money. You know, I've seen small businesses losing their social profiles. We have seen real damage being done. So I just think if you are not 110% sure that something is legitimate, do not engage. If it is your bank, your energy provider, whatever, looking to send you information, they will find other ways to contact you. But just do not click unless you are 100% sure.
Thank you for that, Jess Kelly. As ever, chat to you again next week.